This is the Ethanol Report. Now we're going to take a look ahead at 2012 with Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen.
Challenges to the RFS from certainly the livestock organizations, but as well as some of the environmental organizations and grocery manufacturers. I would think that that's going to be one of your priorities in the year to come then.
Without question, the priority for the RFA and the ethanol industry is going to be to preserve the integrity of the renewable fuel standard. And once again, the Angry Birds and the Mad Cows are going to be going after that program because they seek nothing less than the destruction of the U.S. ethanol industry. I am confident that we will be able to preserve that important program. It has been a tremendous success. It has allowed us to reduce our dependence on imported petroleum. It is the only thing that we have today that is diversifying our energy supply. And if members of Congress are serious about their intention to reduce our dependency on imported oil, they cannot change, alter, reduce the renewable fuel standard. It is the linchpin of this nation's energy and economic future. And again, I'm confident that we will be able to maintain it throughout the year and until 2022, when we can expand to something even greater.
Besides the RFS, what are some of the challenges and opportunities that you see for the ethanol industry in 2012?
Well, beyond preserving and protecting the renewable fuel standard, we are going to continue to work to commercialize E15 and to make sure that consumers are empowered to utilize increased ethanol blends. And that will mean making sure that companies are registered for E15 sale. That'll mean working with gasoline marketers so that they have the tools necessary to offer E15 to their consumers. We're also going to be working awfully hard to make sure that the tax incentive for cellulosic ethanol that is set to expire in 2012, or the end of 2012, is extended. We think that the production tax credit and the depreciation that is now allowed for cellulose needs to continue. I think 2012 is going to be a very exciting year as you have construction of commercial size cellulosic facilities underway. As that is occurring, it would be the absolute wrong time for the Congress to disallow the tax incentive available to cellulosic ethanol. In order to send a signal to the marketplace to encourage investment in this next generation of ethanol technology, the Congress is going to have to extend that important tax incentive. For those that will think that, it's just more of the government support for this industry, I would suggest that they need only look at the tax incentive for grain-based ethanol that has just expired that demonstrates you don't need a tax incentive forever. You need to encourage investment. You need to convince the marketplace that there is going to be consistent government support that will allow the industry to get on its feet. That's what's happened with the ethanol industry. The fact that we have allowed our own tax incentive to expire should actually give confidence to the Congress that these are important investments. This is the right role for the government, and we ought to extend those important incentives.
I'm going to give you a chance here to look back a little bit further. From when you first started in this industry, it's been 25 years. Think back when you started this 25 years ago. Do you think the industry is where you thought it would be at this point in time? Is it not as far as you thought it would be, or is it further than you thought it would be?
That's a great question. I actually think that the industry is far more than anybody in the industry thought it would be, not just 25 years ago, but 10 years ago. I recall having a industry-wide strategic planning session in 2001. And at that time, we had difficulty getting the entire industry wrapped around the notion of a 10 billion gallon industry by 2010. And some folks thought that we just wouldn't be able to get there. Well, we not only got there, we got there not in 2010, but in about 2008 or 2007, and we did so with ease. I think the fact of the matter is it's hard to imagine what the industry could look like 10 years from now. I've seen tremendous evolution in this industry in the 24, 25 years that I've been privileged to work for the Renewable Fuels Association.
Well, another thing that's exciting about the ethanol industry is the fact that it has really revitalized rural America, giving agriculture a chance to help provide energy for the country and also provided jobs.
The real story of the ethanol industry is absolutely the revival of rural America. When I travel to plants and I see the rural communities that our plants are located in, you can see the economic opportunity around. You see new schools, you see new water towers, you see infrastructure that has built up as a consequence of the jobs, the tax base, the economic development that that one plant has provided. That's the underappreciated, I won't say it's untold because we tell it all the time, but the underappreciated story of the U.S. ethanol industry. And, you know, again, from my perspective, having been privileged to have worked in this industry for 25 years, to see what it has done for the landscape of rural America is tremendous. And that is what can occur in so many more communities across the country as the industry continues to evolve, as the industry looks at new feedstocks, whether it's woody biomass in the southeast or wheat straw in the northwest or municipal solid waste in our nation's cities. The economic revitalization that has occurred in rural America can happen every place else because you're keeping jobs and economic investment here as opposed to shipping it overseas.
And that's the Ethanol Report with a look ahead at 2012. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.